Our second reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Please listen for God's word to you today. In the time of Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at the rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." There was a woman named Florence, who when she died, her husband called her daughter-in-law, saying, "I was going through some of Florence's things in the attic when I came across a box of old dishes. I was going to get rid of them, but I noticed that they're blue, your favorite color. Why don't you look at them and see if you want them? Otherwise, I'll give them to the Salvation Army." The daughter-in-law went up to her mother-in-law's attic, expecting to find a set of run-of-the-mill dinnerware. Instead, what she found was a box of some of the most exquisite china she had ever seen. Each plate had been individually painted with a pattern of forget-me-nots. The cups were inlaid with mother-of-pearl. The dishes and cups were rimmed with gold. The dishes had been handcrafted in a Bavarian factory, which had been destroyed during the Second World War, so the dishes were literally irreplaceable. Yet neither Florence's daughter-in-law nor Florence's son had ever seen this china. After asking extended family about the china, they discovered that Florence had been given the china over many years, starting when she was very young. Florence had received individual pieces for her confirmation, her graduation, her birthdays, their wedding. Whenever Florence received a piece of china, she would wrap it carefully in tissue paper, put it in a box, and store it in the attic so that it wouldn't get broken. Florence had been saving the china all her life for a special occasion, but no occasion had ever been special enough. So Florence had never used the china. There was a woman named Mary. She was my grandmother. When she died, my mother and I went up into her attic to sort through the many things that were stored there. My grandmother had lived in her house for over 60 years. Having grown up in the Depression, she never threw anything away. Consequently, she had quite a collection in her attic. Amongst her things, we found a brass floor lamp with a large flower bud opening upward, the petals made of peach-colored glass curved elegantly outward. The glass on one of the petals was broken and the metal framing of the pedal was badly bent. The base of the lamp had stamped on it Tiffany Company. We also found a rug rolled up in the corner of the attic. When we unrolled it, we found a large Persian rug woven in wool with an intricate pattern of burgundy, navy, gold, and white. The rug was threadbare and worn so badly that in the middle of the rug, there was little left beyond the linen-colored woven base with a bit of color showing in between the fret. We also found a dining room table in dark cherry wood with a central pedestal on clawed feet. The tabletop was finished with a beautiful pattern of inlaid woods in tan and brown and burgundy. The table had water stains from wet tumblers, heat damage from hot pots and serving dishes, and all of its matching chairs had been broken long ago. After sorting through my grandmother's attic, I commented to my mother, "What a shame it was that all of my grandmother's treasures were broken." My mother responded, "No, it's not. Your grandmother used and enjoyed every one of them, and that was a very good thing." Irma Bombeck was a humorist who wrote about the ordinary life of a Midwest suburban housewife. When Irma was diagnosed with breast cancer, she published a list of things she would do differently, entitled, "If I Had My Life to Live Over." Number 2 on Irma's list was, "I would have burned that pink candle sculpted like a rose before it melted in my attic." Presumably, the rose was a special gift that Irma saved. Gifts are meant to be used and enjoyed. In today's scripture lesson, the wise men, likely astronomers, stargazers from another land, observed the star. And they dreamed dreams. They dreamed dreams of seeing the child who was sent to be the light of the world. They dreamed dreams of worshiping this child who was born to be the Messiah, the Savior of all humankind. They dreamed dreams of traveling to pay homage to this child who was born the King of the Jews. Yet these dreamers, these stargazers, didn't just gaze at the stars and dream dreams. These stargazers and dreamers, these wise men, dared to trust in their dreams, and they set out on a journey until they found the place where the star had stopped, where they could see the child, where their dreams could come true. And when they saw the child who they found in Bethlehem, we are told these wise men knelt down and paid the child homage, which is to say they gave him reverence, they gave him respect, they gave him honor. Then they opened their treasure chests and they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When these wise men from the East come into the presence of the Son of God, come to us in the form of a child, they are so awed that they offered him their most treasured possessions. So what about us? We as Christians believe that we stand in the very presence of Christ right now, in this very room, in this very sanctuary, in this place and time of worship. What do we have to bring? although finances are always a genuine concern in the church, this morning I'm not talking about gold or dollars or even dimes. I'm talking about the treasure chests of our souls. What have you locked away? Is your time locked away? Do you run short of time and fail to spend enough of it with your family or with your church community? Is your talent locked away? Are you timid about the use of your talent, fearing perhaps that you lack sufficient talent to serve? Are your attitudes locked away? Perhaps a grudge concerning something someone did or did not do has closed your spirit so that you cannot be open in giving. Perhaps fear has locked your heart away so that you're afraid to risk. The wise men of the East did more than open their treasure chests. The wise men first opened their hearts to Jesus and gave them a piece of themselves. Jesus didn't need gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were symbols of the value that was placed on him. What he needed was for them to risk trusting in God's love. The wise men risked much to see this child. They risked much for an inspired dream. They risked a long journey to a place unknown. They risked the ire of worldly powers in Herod. They risked being wrong. And then they wouldn't have been remembered as wise men. So what are you willing to risk for Christ? What value do you place on this child come to be the light of the world? Or maybe let me turn that question around. What value does Christ place on you? What is it that Christ has given to you that you need to give back today? Two weeks ago, I promised you an interactive service. Today is the day. I'm not just asking a rhetorical question of you. I am actually inviting each of us to meditate upon this question, what it is that I personally and you personally need to give to Christ today. What inspired dream do you have? We're going to pass out molding clay. And for those of you who are home, I invite you to get pencil and paper, or if you have children or grandchildren, paper and crayons, or better yet, Play-Doh. Grab that. And we're going to provide some time right now to think about what you need to risk for Christ. It may be as simple as time, or as simple as a listening ear, or as simple as a smile when everyone else is frowning. When you figure out what it is, I invite you to mold it in clay. If you'd like a second color, we've got plenty, or you can trade with the person sitting next to you. Have at it, dreamers. Dream dreams. Pray while you do it. And think about, what gift are you going to bring to Christ today? I'll go get you some. I'll go get you some clay. Anybody need more time? Just wave at me. A thought. I read this. It's a different perspective for me. I would like to share it with you. It's written by Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, or fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.